And it's time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And Bartlesville's got talent, and that's an understatement, but we've got people here to tell you about the big contest coming up. Hi, Shelley Davidson.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Michael Sikora, good to have you back. How you doing, pal?
Good morning. Wonderful.
Now, tell me a little bit about what's going on here. I know we're going to have fun. Because you guys wouldn't be here if we weren't going to have fun, all right?
Definitely.
But we've got the Bartlesville Community Center all ready to go.
Yep.
We've got some talented people, and we're going to raise money for
Low Family Young Scholars Program
and Washington County School Supply Drive, aka Pack the Backpacks.
There you go. You aced it. Of course, this is a lot of fun. Now, last year we didn't get a chance to do this, did we?
No, we didn't.
You bring reasons, stuff, you know,
yeah.
That. But, Mike, we're doing it this year, and we had quite an interesting audition session, didn't we?
We sure did.
With all the videos coming in, mm-hmm. That had to be hard for your judges just to, you know, pick through who's going to actually be on the show.
Yeah, but we got 10 talented individuals.
10?
And I say 10, there's 10 acts, actually. There's a couple double acts, so we have 13 individuals that will be there. So our 10 acts are going to compete for first, second, and third, and with your voting dollar, you can vote for People's Choice.
Okay, how does this work? I know that it's not like, you know, some places where you can buy a vote, but you can buy a vote here, right? Am I right? Okay, it's legal.
So, yes, with...
It's encouraged.
Right. So with People's Choice, you will buy a ticket with a dollar,
yeah.
Which you can do online at Bartlesville Community Center right now and go ahead and vote for your favorites,
mm-hmm.
Or you can vote at the actual event by voting tickets, and then you can vote after each of the acts or during intermission or after the show.
Okay. And, of course...
Don't just buy one.
Don't buy
right.
one.
Right.
Buy many.
Buy votes early and buy votes often?
Yes.
Oh, wow! I feel like I'm back in Chicago. But this is all for a great cause here, because when we talk about the Washington County School Supply Drive, a.k.a. Pack the Backpacks, those supplies ain't cheap.
No, they're not. It takes us probably about 50 to 60,000 to buy supplies for the 2,500 backpacks we do each year.
Wow. And, of course, the Low Family Young Scholars Program, it takes a bit to get things operational and stay operational and get kids pointed in the right direction and met up with mentors and all that.
Yes, sir. We have a lot of volunteers that really support us, but it still takes a lot of money to get things accomplished and prepared for college.
Yeah, well, yeah, preparing for college is not easy.
No.
No.
It takes many years.
Lots of patience, mm-hmm. And paying attention and everything. But we've got our performers. Do we have a list of some of the folks who are going to be? Can you read them off? Are they going to be in the marquee? At least they'll be on the radio marquee.
Definitely.
They'll be on the radio marquee. We have a returning from 2 years ago, Maria Gus, but is also performing with another person, someone who's dear to her, Rosie Swindell.
Oh, could be relative?
Could be.
We also have Michaela and Gianna Curlis. They'll be dancing.
Yeah.
And Larry Williams, he's going to be singing with us.
Good.
Michael Harp and Scott Taylor are going to be performing 4 and number 5.
Then we have Dane Warner, who will be a comedian, and Tiffany Baker will be singing.
Well, great. These are all people everyone knows.
Exactly. You know,
this is what's really going to make this fun.
We have a dancing duo by Evan Mitchell and Abigail Bollenbach, and another returning guest from 2 years ago, Bill Fisher.
So cool. So all these folks are going to combine their talents, put on one whale of a show. People are going to buy votes. And we're going to raise money for two very, very deserving charities. And in all this, we're going to have fun.
Exactly.
What a good recipe. You guys really put your noggins together on this one, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we're really excited. Chris Batchelder is our MC.
There you go.
So he's going to be running the show. And that's
he won't need a microphone.
Yes, that's true. And our amazing judges this year is Morris McCorvey, Susan Mueller, and Margot Proctor. So we're really happy to have them guests and up front and deciding and deliberating together first, second, and third.
Oh, wow.
But everyone else, again, has that opportunity to vote for People's Choice.
And that's going to be fun. because, you know, people's choice is simply people's choice. You really don't have any criteria other than, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it easy, you know, and that way you got a hand in, you know, having some fun. Now, how do the charities benefit from this? Is it the ticket sales, vote sales, or a combination of both?
It's a combination of both. Mm-hmm. We'll split the proceeds together, but after we divvy out the prizes. So first, second, and third get some cash prizes. Also, People's Choice will receive 1/3 of the vote.
Okay, good.
So if everyone votes for $300 for that, for People's Choice, they get $100.
Uh-huh.
But if it's $900, they get $300, and so on and so forth. So it's math.
Mm-hmm. Simple math. Well, I like that. You know, if I had to bring a calculator, that would lessen my fun. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Bartlesville Got Talent, and the programming is coming up.
It's coming up this Saturday,
yes.
November 13th at 7 p.m., mm-hmm. and the doors will open at 6:15.
All right. Now, do we have to get our tickets in advance, or can we get them right there at the box office, at the
door? You can get them in advance, or you can get them at the door. We have limited seating, so get them early to secure a spot. We are going to also mention that for the safety of others, we are requiring masks. We will be providing masks there.
And no rushing the stage.
Exactly.
Can't have. We're Bartlesville. We don't do that. We've got sensibilities and stuff, even though we are going to have an incredibly insane good time with Bartlesville's Got Talent coming up on Saturday night. This is really wonderful. Now, it took a whole year to kind of put this together. And of course, you know, the first year had to be kind of like the scariest because it was the first year. But, you know, now you got it kind of down to where it's very manageable and expectations are all good and everything. But, boy, that had to be some interesting meetings you guys had.
As long as we don't have COVID next year.
Oh, it's good. Yeah. It runs itself now,
huh? It was a little interesting doing virtual meetings the whole time, but it worked out just fine.
It did. Now, what we did this year, in case folks don't know, they're thinking, well, how did I miss this? Well, you got to pay attention because we do this, what, in the springtime or early summer, mm-hmm. where we have auditions. And we do that with, what, YouTube videos?
This year we did YouTube videos. Hopefully next year we'll do in person. We just kind of wanted to play it safe with COVID.
I understand. Well, we'll put out the word when it gets time next year. So you have to really stick with the radio station, which is always a good thing here, okay? I'm just saying. And we'll have all the details here for you. This is one of these things that hopefully will go on for, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And I know it's got a great start, so it probably will have a very great future.
We hope so.
This works out pretty good. Now, first of all, let's tell everybody what the Low Family Young Scholars Program is all about.
So, in a nutshell, it's a mentoring college preparation program that once our students go through the program and are prepared for college, we can provide them a scholarship to one of three universities.
Mm-hmm.
And we do different skill building and career exploration. And we just walk through this with the students through school, through middle school, through the high school. If you're a student in sixth grade or older, come out, be interested. If you keep, you know, a 3.0 or higher, this is one of our soft mandate. We want you to succeed academically.
Yeah.
Right? So that's one of our goals is to keep good grades as you go through the program, and all these other things build together to make you a best prepared student going into your freshman year.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, with the Washington County back-to-school supply drive with the backpacks, you guys have you assemble an army every year.
We do. So we just had our big event in August.
Yeah.
We fill about 2,500 backpacks each year, and we use about 300 volunteers for that. It's a well-oiled machine, though.
Do I understand correctly that many people do this year after year after
year
because it's kind of like something they look forward to?
Yes.
Good.
So we've actually had people that got our backpacks and then grew up and had their kids come and help us with filling the backpacks.
How about that?
So, but we fill the backpacks specifically based on the school and the grade that the child is in. Mm-hmm. So they have the specific supplies needed to start the school year on the same page with their peers and ready to participate in class.
So you don't have a slide rule in there with a kid who's in second grade and crayons for a senior. I get it.
Yeah.
You don't want that kind of a hodgepodge. Yeah. Well, that is really something else. And, of course, that just takes a lot of coordination, doesn't it?
Yes. We started buying backpacks and supplies in August for next year.
For next year.
Because we have to buy year-round when stuff is on clearance, on sale, in bulk, especially with, you know, shortages. I mean, it just, we have to stretch our dollars as much as we can, and those supplies keep going up in price. So it helps a lot to do stuff early.
Oh, boy, does it ever. And once again, Bartlesville Got Talent. That is coming up Saturday night, Bartlesville Community Center. And this is a great time to help support our charities here. And, of course, just have fun. Our performers are going to have fun. They're there because they're fun people. And they want to share the fun with you. And it really works well when everybody benefits in this.
Definitely.
Oh, great. And, again, the time is 7:30?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. I don't want you to be late, people. That's just me. The rest of y'all got to show up at 7 o'clock. I'll show up fashionably.
Before 7 o'clock.
Before 7 o'clock to get a great seat.
Get your seats.
There you go. And don't create a ruckus, you know, like yours truly. So, Bartlesville's Got Talent. This is going to be fun. I want to thank you both for being here today and telling us both about your charities and everything, and just how well this benefits Bartlesville as a whole. Thank you again, and thank you for putting such a great show together.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All righty. And you're listening to K1, the one you trust. And this has been our Community Connection program. It's been brought to you in part by Tall Grass Motors and Arnold Moore and Kneecap Funeral Home.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Kneecap Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Kneecap Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.